Well, I think the first thing to clarify, Greg, is that this is a proposal for legislation that went before Cabinet yesterday, and now we'll go through the various different stages to proceed to give institutes of technology the actual pathways to become technological universities or to actually map their own futures over the next number of years. As you say, three consortia already have made an application for technological universities, so they've clearly stated where they're going. I think it's one misnomer in terms of the information coming out today from the Minister, is where he mentions the merger of IT Sligo, Letterkenny IT and GMIT. There are no plans to merge the three institutions, only in the instance if we are making an application for technological university. So I think it's very important that that distinction is made, that we won't be merging to become a bigger institute of technology. The only possibility of a merger will be if we're moving towards a technological university.
Would you have perhaps a stronger eye on increasing strengths north of the border or links north of the border?
No, well, I think we've always developed very strong links north of the border, and we continue to do so, and it's becoming evident over the last number of years that there's very strong links between Letterkenny and Derry specifically, not just with the university or the North West Regional College, but with broader stakeholder groups there, and we are developing our linkages with them. We're also, as I say, in an alliance, Connacht Ulster Alliance, with IT Sligo and GMIT, and we are working towards achieving better collaboration between the three of us and moving towards looking at the possibility of the trajectory towards a technological university, but we have made no application in that space. The other thing is there will be regional clusters, and we will have to work at three institutes within the region, with NUI Galway within that cluster, and that will always also start almost immediately.
Well, the Minister has said that a merger will happen in the Connacht Ulster Alliance in the medium term. If that information is incorrect, who is feeding him it?
No, well, I think this has come up previously in terms of correspondence or documentation that came out from the Department of Education and Science. Clearly it states that if you're becoming a technological university, you must be a merged institution before that. The suggestion, I think, from the Minister's proposal is that there would be a merged institute regardless of whether we're moving towards a technological university or not. That is definitely not the case.